This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 2 weeks from Election Day, some Trump campaign aides are privately telling us they're having a tough time making decisions on campaign spending after President Trump blew through $1 billion, losing the cash advantage to rival Joe Biden. Polls show President Trump trailing Biden in key battleground states. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Wrapping up a three-day Western campaign swing, President Donald Trump was in Arizona Monday.
You're going to make me cry. Don't do that. I don't want to cry.
Democrat Joe Biden was home in Delaware prepping for Thursday night's final debate with Trump. That put the spotlight on his VP nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, in Florida.
The people are prepared to fight for their country.
As has been the norm for the Democratic ticket, due to the pandemic, social distance was the rule, with Harris speaking to supporters at a drive-in rally. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Will struggling Americans see another coronavirus financial relief package from the government anytime soon? We've got an update from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi negotiated yesterday with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and her office says the two sides are narrowing their differences. However, the same core differences remain. The administration has increased its offer to $1.8 trillion, but Pelosi prefers a package of more than $2 trillion. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Some states are seeing rising numbers of coronavirus infections. Texas says it's seeing more patients hospitalized than at any time since August. The virus has killed more than 220,000 people in this country. We're learning the Justice Department will file a lawsuit today alleging that Google has been abusing its online dominance in online searches to stifle competition and harm consumers. This is AP News. The World Series begins tonight in Texas, the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. Dave Ferry takes us to Texas ahead of Game 1.
The Dodgers haven't had to hop a plane since their NLCS win over the Braves. Globe Life Park hosted the NLCS, and it's also home to the World Series. Rays shortstop Willy Adames says he doesn't think the Dodgers will have any home field advantage, given their familiarity with a year-old ballpark that Tampa Bay has never occupied.
I wouldn't say it does an advantage for them. You know, it's just another big league field. You know, we're going to come over here just to keep playing the same game we were playing in San Diego. But we're going to continue to do the same thing we were doing.
The Dodgers hope Game 1 starter Clayton Kershaw snaps out of his postseason funk. The three-time Cy Young Award winner is 2-4 with a 5.20 ERA since the 2018 World Series. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.